Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com here with another podcast. As the first two have been, this will be about the AVN voting process for the 2012 AVN Awards coming up in about 2 weeks in Las Vegas. Hope to see some of you there. If you happen to hear this podcast or read the site, come up and say hi. Love to see you there. Anyway, just really quickly, for AVN voters like myself and several dozen others, we log into a site, scroll down all the categories, and then rank the nominees 1 through whatever. Generally speaking, it is 1 through 5 or 1 through 15 so far. I have not been going over all of them because you don't want to hear me read a list of 2,000 movies. But I am doing the top of my ballot. Absolutely welcome comments from other critics, fans, whatever, if you've seen your favorites or think some stuff should be rated higher. I'm just about done, by the way. I've got 2 more movies to watch, and I'll be done with the whole entire stack. So we'll do those categories later. Next category on the list, Best All-Sex Release. This is one of my favorites. I'm a huge Gonzo fan, obviously. These are the movies that I really, really like. Some good, really good movies that did not quite make the top of my ballot. Harder from Skinworks. Adam and Eve was very good. Tegan Presley's The Six was also excellent. Bombshells and Hard Bodies, both from Elegant Angel. Also, Cagney-Lynn Carter is Relentless from Elegant Angel. In fact, you will notice a trend here in this category. Out of the 15, six of the 15 come from Elegant Angel. That just kind of shows you the year they had as a studio. They're on about a 2 or 3 year run right now. It's just incredible. Almost everything they put out is award-worthy, and you know, you get that once in a while from a company where they really sort of hit their pinnacle. And Elegant's done this a few times in the history, but right now they're breaking trend, breaking company history by keeping the talent. William H. and Mason, in particular, have been sort of the core of that directing team now for a while, and they haven't fled elsewhere, which happened to Elegant a few times. So 6 out of 15 is fairly dominant, and they dominate the top of my bracket as well. Or my ballot, rather. I've got them 4 of the top 6. Just missing the top 3 for me was This Is Why I'm Hot from Tom Byron, Evolution. Ivan did a great job with that one. But for me, number 3, Performers of the Year 2011 from Elegant Angel. Excellent series. Just absolutely amazing. Number 2, Just Jenna, Generation X. And number 1 for me was Asa, Akira, Insatiable 2. And again, depending on, you know, do you like Asa, do you like Jenna? I love both. Both movies are absolutely award-worthy. So that's a really strong category for me, and I think kind of a strong year. The all-sex titles, you know, on my going down to number 8 on my ballot, The Bombshells was fantastic. So some really good stuff there. Next category was Best All-Sex Release, Mixed Format, which, you know, had to call and ask that. Some stuff on there that was really good. Come Glaze 2 from Vince Voyer was really good. Downtown Girls 3, Zero Tolerance. Nacho Invades America from Jules Jordan Video. Slutty and Sluttier 13 from Manuel Ferrara, Evil Angel, really good. Also Bobby's World from Bobby Starr from Evil Angel. Bad Girls 5 from Digital Playground, one of my favorite series. So take a look at some of those. We're not going to go over every ballot, so I'll leave you in mystery there. Best Alternative Website. And in this case, Alternative included a lot of different things. It included Bondage, Water Bondage from Kink is on here. It included Harry, atkharry.com is on there. MiaIsabella.com and WendyWilliamsXXX.com. So you have some transsexual action. MeanBitches.com, which of course is good femdom stuff. And interestingly enough, Clips for Sale, which of course is a huge clip repository. There's a lot of fetish and alternative stuff there, but there's also just some regular mainstream porn, so they get in there. Best Amateur Release. This is sort of a category that seems to have faded. For a while, amateur porn was big, and now it seems to be professional porn that's supposed to look like amateur has sort of taken over, and, you know, to a certain extent, it was kind of always that way, I think. The amateur stuff I directed years ago was, you know, amateur in the sense that we weren't affiliated with a big company, but you know, we found a few first-timers, but, you know, I also shot Alyssa Haven before she was Alyssa Haven, so anyway, this is not about me. This is about the movies, yes. It's not all about you, Raj. I have Dare Dorms 4 at the top, to be honest, even though, you know, yes, It's well-staged amateur stuff. It's pretty good. A movie I just reviewed for the site this week, Real Girls, Real Naked from Dreamgirls. I have that near the top of my ballot. And by the way, those of you that commented yesterday, yes, I do have a cold. This is not how I normally sound. Not that I have a great voice, but I usually sound a little better than this. My third choice on this one was Real Wives and Girlfriends That Swallow from Shot at Home, released by Pulse. I like the Shot at Home stuff a lot. I think it's definitely worthy. You also got several homegrown series on here. Homegrown Video, which is now up to 800 plus, which is amazing. Backyard Amateurs 29 is on this list. Big Breast Amateur Girls 23. So Homegrown is still, I think, the top amateur company. Shot at Home is right up there climbing with them. So that was that category. Best Amateur Series. Again, you're going to see a lot of homegrown stuff. You're also going to see a lot of stuff from Amateur Triple X, Trailer Trash Whores, Cock Hungry Wives, Fuck My Girlfriend, Busy Beavers, lots of that stuff. Also Cherries from Homegrown. Shot at Home series is up there. The Dare Dorm stuff from Reality Kings. And The Dancing Bear from Morally Corrupt. Jules Jordan distributes that. It's really fun. It's, you know, girls at strip clubs. Sort of a wild party atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. So I think that one is also worthy of a few looks. And that's all that I voted on. I took a little break, did some voting. Let's do another live vote. How's that? Let's move down away from some of these releases. Let's move down to one of the big categories. How about Unsung Starlet of the Year? Let's talk about that. Aubrey Adams, Bridget B., Urizen Beltran, Capri Cavelli, Vicky Chase, Sophie D., Jackie Joy, Victoria Lawson, Jesse Lee, Carly Montana, Mason Moore, Rachel Rocks, Nikki Sex, Angel Vane, and Angelina Valentine. Wow. Unsung. This is when everybody asks, what does unsung mean? They don't get nominated for awards. They're seen as maybe B talent that just does a great job. It's kind of difficult because you see someone like Bridget B. or Urizen Beltran, and they move pieces. There are lots of fans there specifically want to watch them. Someone like Jackie Joy, I think she's almost too new to be unsung because we haven't had a chance to sing her yet, but you know, certainly she's underrated. Unsung to me means underrated, sometimes underutilized, and certainly underappreciated. So that's sort of how I define unsung. That said, the five names I would put at near the top of my ballot, in no particular order, since we're doing this live, Nikki Sex, Sophie D., Urizen Beltran, Bridget B., and Jackie Joy, because I think Jackie Joy is pretty friggin' awesome. But I've really enjoyed Mason Moore a lot lately. I've seen her in some Brazzers stuff. Very flexible girl and pretty awesome. So, you know, who would I think is most unsung? Those are the five. Those are the five. It's pretty tough to overlook the fact that Nikki Sex has done some amazing work and just does not get the credit she deserves for it. You know, but so is Sophie D. I mean, Sophie D, to me, honestly, is one of the best performers in the business. And when you factor in that she has one of the most amazing asses, she's a tough one to beat in that category. So, there's that. So we're coming up on 10 minutes now. I feel like actually 9 minutes. Okay, Raj, I'm trying to keep these under 10. I don't know why. You guys can let me know if the length works. The stuff that I've done for Radio Dentata was 30 minutes and then 60 minutes, but we covered several different categories, so it's not like it was all just 40 minutes of me voting. And if you have any suggestions how we can make these better, other than, you know, I need a better voice, I would appreciate them. Drop me a line, Raj@RajReviews.com. You can also comment right below this, wherever you're reading it. There will be a place for you to comment. I'm told we're supposed to try and put these into iTunes pretty soon. So, okay, cool. And we'll probably put it together for Dentata as a voting special for them. Please check out the sponsors, Adult DVD Empire in particular. They have video on demand minutes, DVDs, used DVDs, all kinds of stuff. They've also got a rental program that I have a review for, actually, I have to put up, thanks to our good friend Savannah Sampson, who's not totally retired. Not Savannah Sampson. Savannah Sampson's a Vivid Girl. Savannah Schweitzer is the girl who writes, the woman who writes for RodReviews.com. And we have a review of Adult DVD Empire's rental program, which she apparently really likes because she came out of semi-retirement to talk about it. So I will get that put up. And that's about it. There will be more of these. Enjoy them. I hope you do. I'm having fun doing them, and we'll keep going. Thanks very much.